Could you talk about the short yardage offense? You know, moving forward, you all were very good at that for a while, and still trying to work that out too.
Can you want to try to get first downs on first down and first downs on second down? Try to stay out of those third downs. But if you get into third down, you want it to be third down and short. We need to be more efficient at that. That's something that we haven't been consistent at. And I've used the word consistency quite a bit in all three phases. You know, even though some of the markers are good on one side of the ball, you have to work to improve some areas, and that's one that we have to improve on.
Lead block, and you all don't have a traditional fullback anymore. Is that a problem in short yardage?
No, I don't think so. We have Pat DeMarco, I think, is a good lead blocker. And he plays the traditional fullback in our two back sets.
Matt Forte has traditionally been a big running back, good rusher, but now he's catching a lot of passes, 36 balls this year. How are you going to try to stop him in this dual threat kind of?
Well, it's, as I said yesterday, I think he's the engine that drives that offense. They've got some really good players, but with him you have, as you just mentioned, a dual threat. It's going to be very important for us to have very good run fits, and then we're going to have to make sure that we leverage him on the check down, because if you don't leverage him properly, it ends up being like a run outside your defense. So it's going to be very important that we leverage the passing game, the short underneath passes.
I was just looking at some of the game again last night. Do the guys have an issue with disengaging from their blocks? Is there a way for them to get off of their blocks and get to the rush? They were being blocked for a long time.
Well, we had the quarterback back there, and he was very comfortable on some snaps. And when you give a quarterback time, he's going to throw the football. It's something that we have to be better at, and then in turn will allow us to be better on third down. You know, it takes, just like in the run game, it takes all 11 guys. In the pass game, it does as well. We've got to be able to put more pressure on the quarterback. We've got to affect the quarterback. We've got to sack the quarterback. Those markers are not where they want to be. That's some of the areas on the defensive side of the ball that we've been trying to address and we'll continue to try to address.
You don't need them spinning out of their gaps and doing crazy
depends.
Stuff
well, no, it depends on what the down and distance is. If it's third down and 10, you have a little bit more leeway in terms of what you can do with your pass rush. And that goes back to getting people in third down and longs, not third down in mediums and third down in shorts.
Coach, the amount of film work, I talked to Julio today, you said obviously working tough on the field, but in the film room, stuff you can learn. Can you just talk about just how much extra of an advantage you guys, your team can get by that time in the film room?
Yeah, when we train, we just don't train out here on the field. We spend from about 6:45 in the morning on Wednesday and Thursday till these guys will get out of here about 4:15, 4:30. So a lot of it is on classroom work, and that classroom work is not just lecture with the coaches. A lot of it is film study, and with the technology that we have now with tablets, the guys can get instant access to lots of tape. They can watch the tape at home anytime they're hooked to a Wi-Fi connection. They basically have access to unlimited tape, so it really helps, and it's very important that we train ourselves mentally just like we're trying to train ourselves physically.